Check, stop recording. Switch Google Chrome row 1, start row 1, column 3, start. Recognizing result document, C. Peterson. Start. Recognizing result document. Week 12, CTY call. Week 13, create save point. Week 14, back. Week is. Week 16, new weekly awards. Play season game. Advance week. Start. Start. Recognizing result document. A select. Week 12. Week 13. Week 14. Play full game. Week is. Week is. New weekly awards. Play season game. 1 p.m. Lincoln Financial Field Bullet. Advance week. Starts. Recognizing result out of way. At home, New York, Giants, OBR, starts. Recognizing result document, OBR, away. Okay. At home, New York, Giants, OBR, C. Tier, coach level 17, Philadelphia, Eagles, accept, back. Starts. Recognizing result document, away. At home, C. Tier, coach level 17, quick, New York, Giants, OBR, starts. Recognizing result, loading, starts.
Alrighty, we are doing Madden.
You're locked into the NFL on
and I didn't even realize that.
Coming up, we'll see a man back for a 15th NFL season. Eli Manning and the New York Football Giants take on Carson Wentz and the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I'll be back with you again.
Hopefully, we can have another Super Bowl champion.
But kickoff right around the corner. Standing by to call the action. Here are Brandon Goddard and Charles Davis.
All right, Coach. It's the NFL on EA Sports as you take a look there at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, PA. The scene in South Philly a few moments ago. Boy, the city of brotherly love is fired up. They're saying fly, Eagles, fly as they get ready to match up with Eli Manning and the New York Giants. With Charles Davis, I'm Brandon Gordon. And Charles, you look at this Eagles team as they interplay here. The streak continues, doesn't it? They come in a perfect 10-0.
And it's not just that they're winning,
man.
It's how they're winning.
Yes.
All phases of the game coming together for this team.
All right, so they get the ball first.
Starts. Recognizing result simulation. New moment detected. Matt Collins. Play the 12.071 STQTR. MTMENT. You are now on the fence. Jump in and play. Starts.
Alright, let's do this.
After an excellent punt, this offense in a tough spot down inside their own five.
Hang in there now.
On first and 10, here's Wentz. That's caught by the big tight end, Dallas Goedert. And able to break one tackle, but then quickly brought down. But a nice little gain. 7 yards to pick up on the pitch and catch.
All right, so we got that one.
And what
in the world? God damn it.
Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason
he spiked
the football.
So somebody really needs to tell me why.
So we got this list before the game down on the field. And they tell us the same thing every time, don't they? Next man up.
No excuses. Be ready to play. That's the mantra of every organization. The key is having guys on the roster who are capable of filling in and playing at a high level. That's when you know you've drafted well, scouted free agents well, and stocked your team just the way you're supposed to.
Gonna look deep for Jeffrey. He's got a man complete. And they do finally get him down, but not before he reaches the 41. Wentz finding his favorite receiver, Jeffrey, on a big one. 52 yards.
Oh, hell yeah. Alright, is it going to spike me again? I'll just do this.
And now before this first down play, we're going to get a timeout here. They'll have two remaining as we step aside here in this first quarter.
In random times, if I hit A, it'll spike the damn ball.
And we're back. The offense had a chance to talk things over. We'll see what they come up with here on this next play. Wentz now on first down. Caught right side is Jeffrey. And they'll be inside the 35 now at the 34-yard line. 7 yards to pick up on the pitch and catch.
Defensively here, you're facing a top five team in terms of points scored in the NFL. So when they're that high powered, you've got to find a way to hold them under 20. Because to me, that's the magic number. 20 points scored gives yourself you give yourself your best chance to win.
So if they're up around 24, 28, 30, they could be in some trouble.
And I think so, because then you turn into a shootout, and that means your offense has to keep pace.
A really nice gain of 25 yards.
This is one of those plays that could go either way, but we've seen the influence of the college game now in the NFL, where we're seeing more and more of these plays run, and that one went for a big gain.
Throwing now is Wentz. And that'll be incomplete. Nelson Aguilar, the intended receiver. And it's second down.
And that's one he's got to be happy to have back. There wasn't a hole open in the zone.
You'd have to think on early downs like that first down there, need to be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, fortunately for him, a couple more downs to play with.
And only about a yard there as he takes it from the 9 to the 8.
Partner, I know we're in a goal-to-go situation, but my goodness, think about running the ball here. Not even a thought, is
it? Defensively, they're in a prime spot.
And I think the defensive guys are probably expressing themselves to them as well. I wouldn't run it here, guys. You might want to try throwing it.
Now Wentz. Looking for Jeffrey, and it's intercepted. Picked off by the safety, Calvin Pryor. And he's going to return it to the 21-yard line. They told us repeatedly earlier in the week in our meetings, we need some plays from our defense here on the road.
Oh, man, that was kind of crap. Damn. Oh crap, that's how we need to get back.
Nickel, punt return. Nathan Collins. Nathan Collins returns punt for 0 yards. Nathan Simmons until the next offensive play. Starts. Ops 21.1. Twitch Google Chrome Row 1. Cop Twitch Google. Clickable nodes and welcome to the chat. Send a message multi-line space. Starts. Recognizing results simulation. New moment detect Nathan Collins. Later. 6:32 first Q MPMENT. Starts.
Nathan Collins, eh? That's the one who control.
After an excellent punt, this offense in a tough spot down inside their own 5. Now Philadelphia ready to get going on offense again. And it's only November, but the playoffs, we know how it works. They'll be here before you know it. If it ended today, they would be the number one seed.
And that's a great spot to be in, but I love the...
Into a double team, and it's intercepted.
Oh, my God, again?
Off at his own 10. in. And first and goal is what it will be at the 6-yard line. Excellent field position. And that pick just sets him up beautifully right down near the goal line.
I remember being in a defense.
What on earth is going on with the vibrations here? Like I got. I didn't get coach mode is not helping me today.
Recognizing result simulation 20 new moment later. Play moment, skip moment, 608 first QTR now on defense. Jump, size.
Well, we got the, we must have intercepted the damn ball.
And we drop you into the start of this next possession. The score, 7-0. The Eagles offense back out onto the field. And it's been a miserable start for them offensively, obviously. 2 drives, 2 interceptions.
And this is where you have to know your quarterback and know how you actually have to reach him. Do you do it with a little bit of humor? Maybe you break the ice a little bit. Like, hey, didn't we practice in that color jersey all week? Not the one that you're throwing it to? Or maybe you have to be stern with him. But whatever it's going to take to get the message, it has to be done. He's putting the game in jeopardy. Of course, the catch was nice, but how about what happened after? Able to stay on his feet and gain all that additional yardage. So many of these slot guys, I think, have running back in their background.
Jeffrey with a catch left side. And he'll be taken down, but not before he gets into enemy territory. 15 yards through the air and a first down. And now we won't see a play on first down. We're going to get a timeout instead.
Yeah, it's an expected damn ball to hit
it.
So.
This first quarter, they're down to 1 remaining. Back to back good plays have them on the move on first down. Wentz now on first down. Open man left side is Wallace complete. And the stop here will come at the 38-yard line. 10 yards on the pickup there, and it'll be second down. And what in the world? Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason he spiked the football. Could be 4-down territory even if they don't get this, but they need just a few inches here on third. Again, they'll throw with Wentz. And he connects with Ertz. And he's taken down inside the 30. An Eagle first down, Wentz to Ertz. Gotta say, I was a little surprised to see him, Charles, come out in a shotgun on third and less than a yard.
Yeah, but the way the NFL is nowadays, we hardly ever see anyone really run for it on short yardage. So they're going to throw the football more times than not. That was a nice, easy rhythm throw right there, and they pick up the first down.
And he's brought down, but not before he reaches the 8-yard line. Chewing up big yardage, another nice gain there. This one goes for 20. And not quite sure.
I am really getting upset.
Other than we do know that he spiked the football on first down. Nothing on first down, so the ball remains at the 8-yard line, second and goal. Again, it's Wentz. This will be caught at about the 5. And a nice little quick spin move before he's dropped. And a pretty good gain. The catch good for 6 yards, but now it's third and goal. And that's one of his advantages of a passer, is it not? With his height, setting back there in the pocket, firing it over the middle, he can really see everything clearly.
It is, and I know that other quarterbacks get it done different ways, all right? You don't have to be his height to make a great play. But what he does is he takes away having to make those slide steps in the pocket to find angles to throw the ball through. He just throws right over the top of it because he can see everything, and sometimes that saves time and gets the ball to a receiver quicker.
And the kick by Elliott is good. And they are on the board, but still trailing. It's 7-3. So 3 drives now for this offense, and that field goal gives them their first 3 points.
So if you're an offensive coordinator and you're averaging a point a drive,
size. Recognizing results in late new moments later. 12:55 MTMENT. You are now on offense. Shut in and play. You are now empty. 12:55 second QTR. Size.
So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. The Eagles offense now gets set to head back onto the field. And they had 3 points last time, but they didn't want 3 points because they were well within range of scoring a touchdown. We'll see if they can do better now.
I'm with you on that one. Let's just go ahead and be frank about the whole thing. The only one happy about the 3 points.
The kicker.
Exactly. You put it through the post, that's going to help him in the contract time.
The
offense, they're thinking, let's get in the end zone this time.
I don't know if that helped him in contract time. You could have kicked that one through.
I don't know about that. Super toe.
And that didn't fool anybody. He's going to be dropped in the backfield. This will be a 2-yard loss on the play. And they're going to face a third down.
We just saw another example of how the defense is winning this game. Really, at the point of attack, the offensive line is just getting pushed around. I think now, as a play caller, you got to give them a little bit of help. Maybe keep your tight ends a little bit more. Maybe the running backs up you a little bit with the pass blocking. But you've got to help them get some confidence because you can't abandon the play calling right now.
Wentz finding his favorite receiver, Jeffrey, on a big one. 48 yards.
That's a big-time pitch and catch right there. And partner, I remember the days when quarterbacks would try this. They were holding their breath. But nowadays, they're counting on their receiver to be just a little bit better than the defensive back when it's one-on-one and the ball's in the air like that.
Now Wentz. And it pops free. The collision there jarred the ball loose and brings up second down.
Anytime a defense can sit back in a zone like that, it tends to create a lot of congestion in the middle of the field. Makes it very hard to slot one in.
Looked like I-4 at rush hour in your hometown of Orlando, Florida. An absolute mess. And they will not get the connection there. It's incomplete. It was Leonard Johnson who got a paw up in coverage that time. This drive, which was going so smoothly, all of a sudden it's a little bit of a roadblock here with two straight incompletions.
Yeah, apparently this defense has had enough. Apparently they're saying, no more. We're taking a stand right here, right now. But it is 3rd and 10. They've got to get after him one more time.
And incomplete. Almost intercepted. Had a great shot of picking that off in the end zone. And now 4th down.
Not only was the call spot on, how about the execution of that defense right there? Zone was absolutely locked up tight. He was trying to force it in there on 3rd down.
But if there's a time to force it, he felt like he needed to make a play, right?
Yeah, exactly right. 3rd down, you got to try and find something. There's nothing available there for him.
No problems in the field goal department so far. He's 2 for 2.
Pretty reliable here in this game, isn't he?
Alrighty.
Recognizing result of new moments later. 540 MTM, you are now on offense. Jump. MTMENT, 540 later. 542 second QTR. Starts.
Oh, yeah. Still in the second quarter.
So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. The Eagles offense now, they head back on the field. And tough to win games if you're going field goal, field goal, field goal here. They got field goal last time. Now they'll be looking for a touchdown.
Looking for the big chunk now because, as you noted, the field goal, field goal, field goal way of doing it makes it that much harder and puts more pressure on every possession for you now. Go ahead and get 6 and feel a lot more comfortable about the position they're in.
Bigger chunks. We'll see if they can get the score. On 2nd down, here's Wentz. He's got Dallas Goedert, his tight end, over the middle. And he'll be taken down, but not before they work it across midfield. That one goes for 24 yards. And now with that completion, he's north of 200 yards here in the first half.
And he's going to break our statistician Marvin, isn't he? Because Marvin right now is just tallying it up. Hope his hand doesn't hurt too much doing this. He keeps hitting the calculator, but my goodness, what a start he is off to. By the end of this game, he could have monster numbers. He just wants to continue to be accurate.
Tackle made that time by Dalvin Tomlinson. And he just clocked it. But the clock wasn't even moving.
Well, that's
one you don't see very often. A wasted down. The Eagles on third down. They've hit it 50%. 3 of 6 to this point. This will be 3rd and 6. Wentz now to throw. And he can't hang on to it. Nearly picked. He's known for his hands defensively. But instead it just brings up 4th down. Some of the fans here don't seem too happy about what we've seen in this first half.
No, not at all, and I understand why. They look lethargic, out of sync, and it shows on the scoreboard.
And the punt team on now as this one's sent away. And problems spreading to the punt team now. This one goes all the way into the end zone on the fly, so that'll come back to the 20. Here now, time to discuss Odell Beckham Jr. He's doing what he's capable of, having a solid game. Not the most amazing game. He's not over 100 yards, but a good
game. Goodness.
Recognizing result not later. Continue with more options. Options. Play. Speed. Moment missed. End. Size.
So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. Here's a handoff to Sproles to start the drive. And he powers his way up past the 30. It's a 6-yard gain on the ground, and that'll make it 2nd and 4. They'll come up now 2nd and 4 from the 31. So we come upon halftime here with the visiting Giants out on top. As we'll send you down the coast now to Orlando, that's where we find Jonathan Coachman, ready with our EA Sports Halftime Report. Coach.
Okay, Brandon, bye weeks, they're over. We've once again got a full slate of games to get to as we take you around the NFL here in Week 12. We'll start over in Texas at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. And as you see, they were winners back on Thursday night. Dak Prescott leading the way in the victory with 3 touchdown passes. From there, it's off to North Carolina to check on the Panthers at home in Charlotte. And they trail in that ball game to the visiting Seattle Seahawks. Doug Baldwin, 1 touchdown reception. Lastly, let's head to Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. See what's happening with the Bengals. And for the moment, they trail the visiting Browns in that one. Tyrod Taylor has thrown a touchdown pass there. Meanwhile, in our game, it's been a back-and-forth first half. Who can put it together in the second half? For the answer, we turn it back over to our broadcast team.
Oh, nice. We can see the halftime show and the moments when you play the moments now.
All right, Coach, thank you, and we welcome everyone back for quarter number 3. Both teams appear ready for the fight ahead, and we resume action here in quarter number 3. This is taken about 7 yards deep, and no run back here. This will be a touchback, and it comes out to the 20.
Recognizing result later, 15:06 a.m. PMT. You are now on defense. Spies.
Who's that? What the hell? Why did he do that?
Out come the Eagles now as they'll go on offense first here in the third quarter. They have the ball here for the inaugural drive of the second half. Pretty big deficit, though. We'll see what adjustments were made in that locker room.
And I never wanted to make something.
Oh, this is taken in. It's complete. Wentz finding his favorite receiver, Jeffrey, on a big one. And even 40 yards. And not quite sure what just happened there, other than we do know that he spiked the football on first down. Now it's Ajayi. And he'll be taken down at the 34. Now we'll get a stoppage here as it appears we've got an Eagle slow to get up. We'll check on his status when we get back.
Oh, crap. We had an injury last week, too. Oh, my. You know, last game.
Recognizing result community. Yard gain, 5.3. Average yards. Cover freestyle. Concept colon HD power O. Concept colon file C. Week 12. Size.
In need of a conversion on third down. They had the big play to start the drive. Not much sense. To throw, it's Wentz. And it's knocked away and incomplete.
Sometimes it's just not your day. There's another failure right there on third down.
So now here comes the field goal team for the third time today. He's going to need a little mustard on this one. It will be a 51-yard attempt. This one through, and that'll get the deficit down to 15. So his third field goal of the ball game brings him a bit closer, but there's no question they need to start turning some of these threes into sixes
and sevens and probably even eights. You know, as a kicker, you just head out when you're called upon.
I guess I'll ask on Reddit. I don't know. Freaking Karen does it.
What can this offense do? We're about to find out. Here comes Eagle offense now as they get set to take over here. And fortunate to get points on the board last time. They had to hit a really long field goal to do so.
The kickers in today's game are so good and so skilled and hit from distances that we almost start to take them for granted. Mm-hmm. And we can't do that. That's a long field goal that they got 3 points out of. They've got to feel good about that, and they better make sure they love him up because he's helped them out.
Yeah, now we'll see if that offense can put six on the board here. We'll see.
Guide for a rinks window. Guide tab. 5 of 8. Home. Button. 1 of 1.
I don't know what that slowness was there.
Again, they'll run it. Again, it's Sproles. Oh, and now he bowls him over. Darren Sproles, touchdown, Philadelphia. Darren Sproles, his first touchdown on the year. And the Eagles get a score closer. Well, they had their chances in the first half, you remember, but had to settle for two field goals. This time, they come away with six.
I think they actually got affirmation about what they were doing by getting...
Switch Google Chrome row 1, switch clickable nodes and help send a message multi-line space. Recognizing present stop new moment later. Starts.
Third quarter action. This offense will have a first and 10 as they get set for the next drive. Now a play fake here on first down. Jeffrey reels it in over the middle. And he'll go down, but not before getting this inside the 30. And a nice gain of 21 yards.
That crossing route is so effective when you hit it just right because you get a guy on the move, and then we see the end result there.
It's a nightmare for the defense. They got a guy with a full head of steam.
Not only does he catch it, but he picks up additional yardage after it.
Down right around the 25. Give him three on first down. It'll set up a second and 7.
That's it, baby. Kill. Lift 5-3.
And what in the world? Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason he spiked the football. The Eagles on third down. They've converted 3 times and 8 chances. This is 3rd and 7. Shotgun now for Wentz. Hurts over the middle. And brought down, but not before they get it inside the 10 to the 7. They're able to convert on third down, and that sets up a first and goal.
I don't know whether I want to be a fly on the wall or not when they hear the explanation of how he, one of the bigger targets on the field, the tight end could be that wide open and uncovered downfield. Who blew that assignment?
Somebody did.
No doubt about it. There's no way you're not going to account for him.
And that'll move him a little closer as he takes it from the 7 down to the 4-yard line. Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason he spiked the football. The Eagles on third down, not quite 50%, 4-for-9. They're looking at a 3rd and goal here. From the gun, it's Wentz. And he's got it. And he's able to get it down to the 2-yard line. A great job to hold him to just a yard there. Now it's 4th and goal.
Why?
They spike it here. That was 4th down. So they
fucking serious. Pisses me off. Should I just use a damn timeout? Like, I don't know.
After a good punt, this offense will start with tough field position inside the 10. And out now come the Eagles. And last time, they had it 4th and goal, rolled the dice, didn't get it. Now they've got to put that behind them, try to put together another drive.
Hey, a simple tip of the cap, a nod of the head to the defense. Congratulations, you got us last time. But you didn't hold us the whole time. We got down to position. We were able to be in position to score. Let's go ahead and attack again. Continue to have that kind of confidence. Not worry about the one play that didn't allow them to get into the end zone.
This time they'll be trying to get it into the end zone. We'll see what they do. That ball's caught. Aguilar, right side. A nice move gets him a few extra. Down just shy of his 20. The reception good for 7. It's 3rd down. The offense on third down tonight, they're right at about the league average, 40%, 4 for 10. They're looking at third and a few inches. Throwing is Wentz. And he takes a shot on the release as this will be incomplete.
Oh, that's got to frustrate him a little bit because it nearly got to him there, and it would have been the first sack of the game instead. They're able to influence the release, and they did force the incomplete pass.
And this is away. It's a high kick, and he got all of it. And he couldn't get it to check up. That kicks all the way into the end zone for a touchback. And New York set to take the field. This crew had to punt last time they had the ball, but when you've got a lead like this, you contempt to play the field position game?
You are to an extent.
Yeah, we're gonna lose because of this freaking spiking the ball bullshit.
Recognizing result document simulation. Nick 16 for 13 12 yards spots. Recognizing red stop new moment there and spot later. 13 30 spots.
Late stages of the game here in the fourth quarter as this offense takes over first and 10. Throwing on first is Wentz. And that's complete to Jeffrey. And he takes this up to the 40-yard line before being corralled. That play going for 16 yards to start the drive, first down. Charles, this one, not over, certainly, but you set the magic number earlier in this game at 20 points, said that they would need to hold them right around that marker under it. What are you seeing here?
Well, that number is still in play because we said, okay, 20 or under gives them a chance to win. Right on pace for being in that range, and guess what? They've got a shot.
A gain of 6 there on first.
This possession means so much for them. They've got to focus on this drive and find a way to make this a one possession game. Yes. Gotta get a score.
Yeah, so good with a field goal, don't necessarily need a touchdown. Here's Sproles, and nowhere really to go there. He'll take this up just shy of midfield. A 3-yard pickup on second and 4. Now they'll need to convert here on third and a little more than a yard.
There we go. Back. Waiting.
Working from the gun. Wentz. And that is incomplete. It was Leonard Johnson who got a paw up in coverage that time.
Certainly looked like they were getting ready to convert there on third down, but what an effort to get his hand on that one, knock it away, and brings up a fourth down decision.
And now before they run this play on fourth and 1, we're going to get a break and a timeout. It's just their first. They'll be down to 2 remaining as we step aside here in the fourth quarter. So we're back in the offense getting set following the call of that timeout. One score down. Here we go. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. They're going to run. Sproles. And he gets it down to the 48. Enough for the first. Just a gain of 3, but they'll certainly take it as they convert on fourth down.
And on fourth and 1 as a running back, you're looking for any seam you can find. This is not where you want to be a hero and break off a big one. You just need to make sure you get that yard. And here he picks up the first down with a couple of yards to spare.
And he'll hit Jeffrey complete. And he'll go down, but not before getting this inside the 30. A good pickup there, a 22.
One of the feature points of the in route is being able to make
Come on, just keep running, passing, and running.
For a quarterback, that's one of the better throws and better looks that he'll get. But he has to be careful not to wait too long and let his receiver wander into some tough territory. If he's waiting with the ball, he can get his receiver hit and hit hard.
And he's brought down after a very nice gain.
Pass interference. Defense.
This home crowd, they're happy with that call.
I like the way you said happy there, right? The so-called good guys didn't get a call. They feel like it's been that way all afternoon. You feeling their pain?
They finally got one.
Yes, they did.
On first down, Wentz. And a little floater there, but it'll wind up incomplete, falling to the ground. Janoris Jenkins with good coverage that time as he was able to get in there and knock it away.
It's always a battle. Who's going to win on first down, the offense or the defense? Let's face it, if you've got the ball, 4 yards or more on first down is what you're aiming for. They tried to throw for it there. Nice effort to knock that one away and bring up second down.
After the incomplete pass, here now is second and 10. Play action to Sproles. Wins. And he fires one incomplete. Mac Hollins, the intended target, and it'll bring up third down.
Okay, I'm not quite sure how to judge that one. Maybe he didn't have enough legs underneath him. Mechanics might have been off. Maybe some fatigue. That one came up short.
Yeah, fourth quarter. Maybe you do start to watch. Is the arm there? The leg's still there. This has been a tough game. Now Wentz on third down. And he'll take it into the end zone for an Eagles touchdown. Zach Ertz, his fifth touchdown now on the year. And the Eagles move back within a couple of the lead. So very late in the game here, but with that score, some light at the end of the tunnel.
There's still hope. Now they look at the score.
Recognizing, what's up there? Eats, simulation, kickoff, Builder 50 JLTS, Hots. Recognizing, for eSports, simulation, full midnight, Fatalis percent DVG, Hots. Recognizing result, eStars simulate 5YAR Terrence Cole. New moment detected. Later, 8 o'clock, 4th, MPM, ENT. You are now on offense. Just odds.
Both offenses have been clicking in this one. A lot of points on the board. We'll see if that trend continues.
Here we go.
On first and 10, here's Wentz. And nearly picked off. Surprising to see a defender of his caliber let it get away. But it does get away and it's second down. I guess they're in a situation now, fourth quarter, where they're forced to take some chances, but I don't know that that was the type of a chance you want to take.
And that one could very easily have been intercepted. And if it does get picked off, that could possibly seal this one.
On play action, it's Wentz. Ertz has it left side. 60 catches for him now on the year. This last one, a first down. Tell you what, he's been able to put the ball in some tight spots all game long. That throw, no different.
Yeah, a lot of people would call it a gutsy type of a throw. I think he looks at it as, I can do it, so it's not that big of a deal to me. And I'm going to keep firing.
Wentz now on first down. And it's the right side here. Complete. Yeah, he's got this to the 30 before being taken down. That one goes for 36 yards.
You know I'm going to lean towards the defender, right? You know I'm going to do that.
I know.
That's a tough situation for him, as I see it. But the truth of the matter is, that ball was not streaking towards him. That little arc on it, he's got to find a way to get his head around and make the play on the football.
And that's going to be caught for an Eagles.
Hell yeah.
Mike Wallace, his 11th touchdown of the year. And the Eagles have moved out in front here in the fourth quarter. And he showcased his blazing speed on that one.
Was he wearing football cleats or track spikes? Because he was gone. Big time play. And just think about what that does if you're a receiver on the team with him. Well, that's got to...
Recognizing result simulation. New moment later. 3-7 cables. MTMENT. Cables. H-A-P-L-E-S. MTM are now on defense. In the blitz box.
So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. Now Wentz. And his guy's man in stride, complete. And he'll be taken down, but not before they work it across midfield. A very solid gain of 27. And on that last play there, he's over 400 yards passing now.
You know what that generally means?
Success.
That, and it means you really didn't miss opportunities. Usually very accurate. The ball's getting to the right place. Guys are making yardage after the catch to help you out that way. I mean, the whole team has picked it up. And don't forget, that means the offensive line has had to pass protect pretty well, too. Yeah,
everyone dialed in. So now 2nd and 10 after the incompletion on first down. Here's Wentz to throw. And this time he's got the hookup. It's complete. And they'll get him down as he's inside the 40. It's a 10-yard pickup, and it moves the chains. Some good games going on in the early window. This might be the best of the bunch. Now it's Sproles. And some room to work. Darren Sproles. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Darren Sproles with 2 touchdowns on the season. Both in this game. And the Eagles have moved out in front here in the fourth quarter.
Oh, but moved out of the lead again. Hopefully they'll keep it. Come on, move, damn it.
Starts. Recognizing result. Eli Manflata. 4th QT. MTM. ER. Now on defense. In the play. Starts.
Both offenses have been clicking in this one. A lot of points on the board. We'll see if that trend continues.
There we go. Back. 120.
Sproles. Shreds the tackle. And maybe a measure of revenge there. He's had his way in this one, but this time they get him behind the line. Both offenses have been clicking in this one. A lot of points on the board. We'll see if that trend continues. Wentz to throw. He finds Aguilar over the middle. And they'll work it inside the 15-yard line before it's all said and done. And now the Giants, they get the officials' attention and take another timeout. As the clock will stop with 45 seconds left to go in the game.
Hang in there now. Hang in there now. Hey, four down.
The Eagles in the victory formation as they take a knee. The Giants going to burn their 3rd and final timeout as they'll stop it with just over 40 seconds to go in the game.
Four down, check. Here we go.
The Eagles in the victory formation as they take a knee.
Partner, they took a knee to finish this one off. To me, that's the only thing they lost in the fourth quarter. How about that comeback?
Yeah, trailed coming into the last frame. Got it done, taking the knee.
Yeah, that was a close one. We oh, man.
They'll go ahead and take the knee here, and the unbeaten season will continue. So on fourth down, out trots the kicker in a big spot here. This to make it a two-score game.
Really?
And the kick is good. So you wonder how this one might be remembered the next time these two teams meet. But until then, this game's over. But Charles, it's one thing to win. It's another thing to win and put up the amount of points that they did. Boy, were they clicking on offense.
They can't help but feel great about themselves, can they? I mean, what a game to put up that number of points, continually feel like they're moving the ball and things are working and clicking. They think that they can bottle this and carry it with them.
And as an offensive coordinator, you just don't think you can do anything wrong. Whatever Week you call, 13, run, pass, man. It's all going to work.
That's called being in the zone.
What time is it?
So for Philadelphia, the perfect season remains intact as they move to 11-0 on the year. And they'll get to stay home again next week as the Washington Redskins come to town. Meanwhile, for the Giants, the problems just get worse and worse as they fall to 2-9 now on the year.
And
they'll get a chance
to
redeem themselves next week at home against the Chicago Bears. I'm Brandon Gauden. Certainly have to thank Charles Davis, my broadcast partner, and our entire crew. We'll catch you next time right here. It's the NFL on EA Sports.
Let's go ahead and do week 13. I'm down with doing some week 13. I'm gonna stop the recording.
Google Chrome,
and I'll see you all on YouTube anyway, week 13.